Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
Quick question, Shane Connor from Alpharetta. I have investment property. What does basis mean, and how do I determine the basis of my property? I am not a CPA, but I'm playing one here. All right?
Right.
That is, you buy a piece of property, all the costs that are involved with buying that piece of property, okay? Any improvements you make in that piece of property,
right?
All right? All that stuff is your cost basis. It's pretty simple. I mean, you put new shrubs in the, remember, this is rental property, because it's a business.
Right.
You put shrubs in, you paint, you repair, you do all that sort of stuff. You put it all in a pile, okay? And then that's your cost basis. There are some sophisticated accounting methods which allow you to depreciate different things at different rates.
Right.
So there you're probably going to need a professional accountant that can come in, and especially if you own a business building. So, for example, we have lots of parking in our office here. We can depreciate that parking at a different rate than we can depreciate the building in general. The lighting fixtures around the outside can be depreciated at a different rate.
Right.
And now I'm over my head because there's a ton of different things.
Sure.
What it boils down to is you probably can write off your business, your rental property at a much faster rate than just by the government says you got to depreciate over 30 years.
Sure.
Or whatever it is.
Right.
So you need a professional at least to get started in that direction, even if you do your own bookkeeping. Someone will give you some advice on how to maximize the depreciation expense. Remember, it's a non-cash expense.
Right.
So that the cash ends up in your pocket tax-free.
Yep. It only matters when the tax man comes around, right?
Right.
You end up
when you sell it, recoup all that and paying the government.
Yep.
All right. Jennifer.
Yes.
Walver from Douglasville. What happens if my Medicare HMO goes out of business?
Well, I mean, you have a couple of options if that happens. You can either return to the original fee-for-service Medicare plan. You can supplement your fee-for-service Medicare plan with a Medigap policy, or you can enroll in another Medicare Advantaged managed care plan if one's available in your particular area. So it's a really important decision. You want to make sure you consider whether you have a need for Medigap insurance before you disenroll from your HMO. And you just need to carefully read all the information you receive from your HMO and it should explain your options and provide you a list of other Medicare Advantage plans available.
Is there anybody they can go to specifically could help them in that?
You can call your plan administrator or the Social Security Administration office. That's really the places that you would need to go.
So there's no private insurance? Like, what do you call, Blue Cross Blue Shield?
I mean, they may be able to offer some type of service, but typically your plan administrator for your health care plan would be who.
Okay.
They usually have multiple options in that case.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of changes coming up. Most people don't understand is that there's a tremendous amount of businesses who are canceling their plans. It's cheaper for them to provide that $2,000 payment than it is to carry. The Obama administration, that was supposed to take place January this year.
Mm-hmm.
They postponed it until after the elections in 2014. But what happens is many companies are just doing it now, even though they don't have to do it. So you might want to go out there and shop right now for another option ahead of time before you get caught in a situation where maybe you can't get it fast enough and there's a gap between when is canceled and when starts up.
Yeah.
We got a question from Taryn Davis in Atlanta. I need to get a new car. I know you say to refinance your house for as much as you can. That makes sense to me. Following the same logic, do you recommend leasing over buying and why? Well, the thing to remember is that the interest on a home mortgage is tax deductible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The interest on a car loan is not.
Right.
All right? So that makes a difference. A home theoretically goes up in value. A car we know goes down in value.
Right.
It drops 40% the first year or something like that. Okay?
Yeah.
The only, when we've done analysis of this, It pays to own a car rather than lease it unless, and here's an important factor, you are leasing a car for business purposes.
Right.
Because in that case, you can effectively depreciate the car over the three-year lease. Well, you can't on your car. I mean, I wish I have an accountant here, but I think it's like 7 years. You take one-seventh or something.
Right, and, yeah, it's much longer than the three.
And then you're limited to how much in terms of the cost of the car can you depreciate. So
right.
If you're somebody like me, and I'm not bragging, but I've earned it, I drive an Audi A8. It's an expensive car, and I couldn't deduct all of the depreciation on it because the car is over a certain amount. I don't know how much.
Yeah.
But as a lease factor, I can deduct the lease as a business expense, or at least for the amount that I use the car for business versus personal.
I mean, if you know that you're going to trade cars every few years and, you know, you want to keep a lower payment and you're willing to pay a little bit more for the you know, in the long term, but just kind of keep your payments lower.
Right.
Then, you know, and you don't drive a massive amount of miles. Then right. That's important. Could
Real
make
important.
Sense
yeah.
for you. But, I mean, you have to really be careful about mileage. Mileage is a huge thing.
You want to keep the cost of car ownership the lowest it can, drive it, take care of it, and own it for 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in fact, don't buy a new car. Buy a two-year-old car and own it for 8 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be your better thing.
There you go. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. We have more questions to answer, and we will do that.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.